Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets are called flat to lower today amid expectations of slow buying interest from packers ahead of the Easter holiday weekend. Terminals are called steady to lower with tops from $29 to $35. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $29. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, March 17th, negotiated swine purchases were $14,099. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $41.50 to $51.01. The weighted average was $47.28, a loss of 25 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $30.23 to $39.87. The weighted average was $37.93. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $16,725. The base price range was $41 to $53. The weighted average was $50.72, a loss of 27 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $33.05 to $39.05, and the weighted average was $38.38. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. And as I heard you talking with Dan earlier this morning, more rain on the way?
Dave, more rain on the way in the short term and more rain on the way in the medium range computer models. And still looking for the a nice long stretch of dry and mild weather, and unfortunately it is not showing up on any of the computer models. And while computer models are not always grounded in reality, there is a trend towards very wet conditions across the area. In fact, excessive rain across the Midwest today and early tomorrow will keep the ground saturated into early April, raising greater concerns about the conditions of fields during the first weeks of the planting season. Drier, warmer weather needed. River flooding in the Midwest will last for at least a week. And in the southeastern U.S., corn planting will advance around a brief period of rain during the next couple of weeks. South Texas likely to see some planting, too, and greater moisture is needed to assure good crop emergence and establishment there. Planting should start to expand northward into the Texas blacklands there. The conditions will be very wet across the area for at least the next week or two. And no signs of a big blocking system to keep us dry. So the heavy rain will expand from southern Missouri through central and southern Ohio today, causing some serious flooding across the region. Rainfall amounts in the 2 to 4 inch range with local amounts over 6 inches. Low-lying wheat sustaining some damage. Livestock conditions poor. Some herds becoming isolated by the flood conditions. And muddy feedlots will continue to present a big risk to animal health. River and stream flooding will become serious over the next couple days, interfering with the barge traffic, inundating both farmland and personal property. Flooding may persist for up to a full week, with water in low-lying areas expanding to stand into early April. And again, that's going to result in some early spring farming delays. The next significant storm indicated by the computer models, bringing widespread precipitation to the Midwest, March 26th, 28th. Some lighter shower activity continuing on the 29th, and light to moderate moisture totals are expected. And although the storm not likely to cause new flooding, it will maintain saturated soil conditions and, delay the receding of the floodwaters across the area. In South America, they did pick up some more rain in Brazil. Most of Brazil will get rain at one time or another during the next 10 days to 2 weeks. Frequency and intensity of rainfall will be greatest in central south portions of the nation. No flooding rainfall is anticipated, at least not in the first week of the outlook, and delays in field work will occur periodically, but they will not last very long. Some of the wetter areas are from southern Minas Gerais into São Paulo and the Goiás, and it will require a few dry days before any field work there can be completed. The best drying conditions and greatest field work will occur in the far west, extreme south, and in through far northeastern Brazil. Argentina, not much precipitation of significance fell yesterday. There were a few stray showers that produced generally up to around a tenth of an inch of precipitation in the Cordoba region. High temperatures were in the 80s and lower 90s. Warmest weather occurring in Santa Fe and Entre Rios northward into the cotton country of Argentina. The bottom line and the forecast remains unchanged, translates into favorable environment for late season summer crop development and across much of Argentina. However, it is important to note that northern Santa Fe is too dry and does need some rain soon to reduce the late season crop stress. Most of the late doubled crop soybeans are produced in other states, but the topsoil is firming up and timely rain will be needed soon. And that will become important to protect the subsoil moisture and crop development potentials for late March and early April. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We'll be at the American Legion Post 352 in Mazan, Illinois, this evening at 7 o'clock. Panelists for the meeting include Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities and Mike Georgie of Allendale. And we're in the process of trying to book a third panelist today as well. That's at the American Legion Post 352 in Mazan, Illinois. The meeting getting underway this evening at 7 o'clock. No advance registration is required. The meeting is free. Bring your agricultural marketing questions, and we hope to see you there. In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 11.91, down 9, last trade up 7 and a quarter. At the Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 11.30, down 1 and a half, last trade up 12 and a quarter. July, 10.95 and a half, down 6 and a half, last trade up 6. May corn opened at 5.53, make that 5.33 and a quarter, down 6, last trade down 4 and a quarter. July, 5.46, down 5 and a quarter, last trade down 4. December, 5.48, down 7, last trade down 5 and a half. May beans opened at 12.54 and a half, down 8 and a quarter, last trade down 38 and 3 quarters. July, 12.68 and 3 quarters, down 50, last trade down 40 and a quarter. November, 11.92, down 37, last trade down 36. May soybean meal opened at 3.1640, down 7.40, last trade down 3.50. May soybean oil opened at 56.56, down $2, last trade down 1.64. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, if I look at technical charts for the November beans, I might have a lot of optimism today that we might hold in here. We're hanging above a long-term trend line driven through the February and July 07 highs. We're hanging above the 50% retracement level from the August lows to the March contract highs, hanging above the 100-day moving average, and just hanging a little bit above the January lows. So it seems like there's good support here. Am I wrong or right here?
I would say you're right there. Good support right above, where the lows were last night. And so, maybe we'll bounce off this. The outside markets have recovered a lot, and that might have a lot to do with it. A big part of yesterday was just the fund saying, get me out of my commodities so I can take that cash and fill my holes over in my other, my 87% of my money is over in that other stuff that had the meltdown. So a lot of it was driven by that yesterday.
And we also saw a nice little bounce off a lower moving corn as well overnight.
Yeah, the corn last night bounced off lows, and I would think we could easily be a little higher at the end of the day today in both corn and beans just from the holding support at those areas. If we go through those support areas, it's a different story. 540 in corn, and the beans right below where that 50 down limit was.
And overnight, the U.S. dollar also made a little bit of rally, and I wonder if that means that traders have now firmly priced in a downward move of the Fed of a 1-point potential lowering in the prime rate?
I think that's part of it. Stock market's up 180 points right now. Gold is up. Crude oil is up. So I think they're anticipating that lowering cut. They're anticipating what the Fed did yesterday and today as helping the economy. And then if the economy's helped, that we won't go to the tombs in the prices for grains.
All right, then, very quickly, the calls for this morning, please.
Calls for this morning are soybeans 30 to 40 lower at the opening, corn 3 to 5 lower, wheat 5 to 10 higher.
And over at CME Livestock, calls very quickly.
We're looking for cattle to be 10 to 30 higher and for hogs to be mixed.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 9:01 Central Time.